What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here, coming to you a little while after the Miami Heat pick up a huge Game 2 victory over the Boston Celtics to tie up the series and bring it back to Miami on Saturday for Game 3. The Heat won this game 111 to 101. It was a tremendous improvement overall compared, to Game 1. We're able to play a full game. Our shooting, was much improved from one game to another. We set a franchise record in threes. Most threes the Heat have ever made in a playoff game in franchise history. A lot of guys stepped up. All the guys in the starting lineup were like ended the game in double digit points. Three of them ended with at least 20 points. But before I get into all of that, as always, I want to talk to you guys about SeatGeek, as we're part of Team SeatGeek, and SeatGeek's one of the best ticketing apps out there. My favorite part about it, like I always say, is that each deal is rated on a scale from 1 to 10. So they really do their part in terms of helping you find the best deal possible. And another thing I love is that the specific, tickets that you're looking at, you'll know exactly where you'll be sitting in the row in which the tickets are. You'll know if you'll be sitting at the end of the row, middle of the row, wherever it may be. And the fact that, or the reason I mentioned that, is because I know a lot of times, a lot of us prefer to sit at the end of rows, so we don't have to make people get up or like multiple times, during a game, concert, whatever it may be. And SeatGeek's the only, ticketing app out there that allows you to actually view your seats rather than just a section in the row, if that makes sense. So if you guys are in the market right now, any Heat fans listening, interested in going to the upcoming home games here, game 3 on Saturday, game 4 on Monday, make sure to check out the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com. And by using our discount code RobCao, it's my name, RobCao, you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. Once again, if you're in the market for tickets for a concert, comedy show, or a game, like I said, any Heat fans interested in going to game 3 on Saturday, game 4 on Monday, make sure to check out the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com. And by using our discount code RobCao, that's my name, RobCao, you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. So yeah, shout out to Team SeatGeek, and yeah, make sure to go check them out. Now to get into my thoughts on this huge Heat victory over the Boston Celtics. It was just from the beginning of the game, it was just a tremendous start. Like I said to, in the intro, it was obviously much improved shooting wise, and I know the easy, thing that people could say is, oh, the shots just fell today. And of course, that's always a factor, right? When you have a better shooting game, people are just gonna go to that. But I think to me, a big part in leading to this huge shooting display by the Heat tonight is that Eric Spoelstra and the coaching staff, they came up with some plays to allow the shooters to get more open looks instead of just contested looks. And the player that specifically I believe the Heat helped, be more of himself tonight was Tyler Herro, as he had a tremendous bounce back game. He ended the game with 24 points. He hit 6 threes. He went 6 of 11 from the 3-point line. He also had a career high of 14 assists along with 5 rebounds and a steal. And the reason I bring him up is because in game 1, the final outcome, everyone was just talking trash about Tyler. Oh, he didn't step up. He couldn't make a shot. This and that. He only stepped up. He only made shots in garbage time. Whatever. Tyler's always one of those polarizing figures that people just love to hate. But whatever. It's not the point right now. But basically, in game one, to me, we kind of used Tyler more as a point guard. And at the end of the day, Tyler, if you've really watched him throughout his career here in Miami, he's better, shooting wise when he's set up. When he's set up, he's not meant to be a point guard, and he's not meant to just like take the ball up and shoot, That's not his game. That's never been his game. That's not who he is. Tonight, Caleb Martin was the lead guy, taking the ball up the court, and that allowed Tyler to move around to get open. It allowed guys to set screens for Tyler to give him, more opportunities and more open looks and more, higher percentage looks, I guess you could call it. And I think it was a tremendous job by the coaching staff to allow Tyler to be himself. And it was a tremendous job, by Tyler himself to step up and come through, after the coaches gave him such a huge opportunity, he took it and ran with it. And another guy to point out that I just mentioned is Caleb Martin. Because yeah, he's not really, Caleb Martin is one of those guys to me that's like positionless, like Jimmy, like Jaime. He just go you put him on the court and he's gonna get the job done and he's gonna go above and beyond what you ask him to do out there. And the fact that he was the leading, I guess, yeah, point guard tonight just adds on to that point that he'll do whatever you need him to do and he'll go above and beyond. And of course, Caleb Martin, he's been a polarizing figure so far in this series for a dumb reason. He did nothing wrong to Jason Tatum, but of course, tonight all the Celtics fans, every time Caleb had the ball, they would boo him, and it was just so stupid. But I feel like that booing and everything like led to more confidence in him, and this was the most confident that I've seen Caleb in a game in a very long time. He ended the game with 21 points. He went 7 of 12 from the field and 5 of 6 from 3, which is absolutely incredible. He also added a steal and 2 rebounds, and his defense was tremendous in this one as well. Specifically in crunch time, he had a couple of nice stops against Kristaps Porzingis. And speaking of Kristaps Porzingis, if you guys listen to my game one recap, you would know that I said the main reason for that Boston victory was the play of Kristaps Porzingis, right? Well, tonight the Heat came out and absolutely shut down Kristaps Porzingis after he had a monster game one. Tonight we held him to 1 of 9 from the field. He had 6 points. It was just incredible to see the adjustments already from one game to another from the Heat coaching staff to, put their players in a better position to guard Porzingis. We were completely in his head. You could tell it. He was completely out of it. And at the end of the day, with all sports, the majority of it is mental. And I think tonight, how this game went, if you really watch it, you could see the confidence of the young Heat going up. And then as the game, went on, you could see the confidence of and frustration, you could see the frustration at play, and specifically for the, stars of the Celtics, you saw Jason Tatum frustrated in the fourth quarter. You saw Jaylen Brown in his head, and Kristaps Porzingis was in his head all game. The guys that, they're just the ultimate professionals is yeah, not that these other guys aren't, but like these two guys here I'm gonna mention, they always get the job done regardless of what team they're on, what situation. Derek White and Jrue Holiday, although Jrue Holiday did struggle from the field, but Derek White specifically, man, that guy's like, he's one of those guys that you can't just, he's like so mentally tough. Like, he reminds me of a Heat player. Like, he'll fit into the Heat culture perfectly, and he just always impresses me. And another big thing tonight, we were able to shut down their bench because last game, Sam Hauser and Al Horford went off, and even Peyton Pritchard, I believe, had like 11 points last game. Well, tonight it was a whole different story. We held Hauser to 6 points, Horford to 6 points, and then Pritchard, he didn't even attempt a shot from the field. So I think that was another big adjustment. And then you look at our bench, and although not spectacular numbers, especially compared to last game where, DeLon Wright last game had like 6 threes or something like that. I mean, Duncan Robinson, you saw some improvement. We still know he's not 100%, but there was like a couple moments there in the third quarter where I believe his feistiness and competitive spirit really help, the Heat retain or keep, the momentum. And yeah, Duncan, there's a specific moment in the third quarter where I saw Jason Tatum like shove him and there was nothing called, which is not shocking to me. That's just how it goes. You just gotta keep playing. But Duncan, the first time in the series, he was our first player to actually react to him and, get in Jason's face because I believe that little feistiness, was, I don't know, not a lot of people are gonna talk about it, it's not in the stat sheet. You really gotta pay attention to everything and to really notice it. But I believe that little moment where he got in Tatum's face and he was like, "Hey, nah, you're gonna mess with me. All right, I'm gonna answer back. I'm not gonna just take it here and allow you to do whatever you want." I believe that was a big moment for Duncan. Like I said in the beginning as well, all the starters were in double digit points. Three of them finished with at least 20 points. We had Nikola Jovic. He went 4 or 5 from the field. He had 11 points, 1 block, 3 steals, 6 assists, and 9 rebounds. He had a tremendous game tonight. I already mentioned Caleb Martin, Tyler Hero, then Bam Adebayo. He was an absolute superstar tonight. He was basically, he was the main anchor or one of the main anchors to start off, this game for the Heat, and he was one of the main anchors to finish it. He hit some absolute clutch shots at the end. Some nice fadeaways over Al Horford specifically. He ended the game with 21 points and went 9 of 13 from the field. He had 10 rebounds, 2 assists, and his defense is always elite. He's been the best defender in the league for the last 4 or 5, the last 5 years. And then you have Jaime Jaquez, the rookie. He started off a little slow in this one, but thankfully he picked it up at the end. He finished with 14 points, a steal, an assist, 2 rebounds. He went 3 of 6 from three and 4 of 13 overall from the field. But what I love with Jaime, especially from any player, but as a rookie, that's extra impressive, is that although he had a slow start to the game, Boston and Jrue Holiday were all over him, weren't even allowing him to dribble or get the ball, which is obviously a smart strategy, by their coaching staff. But at the end of the day, Jaime was able to come through at the end. There was a specific defensive stop he made at the end on Jason Tatum that was just so impressive. It would be impressive if it was anyone, but especially Jaime being a rookie, he's just doing things that always make you say that this guy's not a rookie, So, yeah, guys, I mean, it was just an overall, team victory for the Heat. Now we come home on Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, tip off from the Kaseya Center. Need all of Heat Nation to be there and be loud for our guys, cheer them on, root them on, and man, what an incredible victory. Another incredible moment to add to this amazing franchise's history. And, shout out to Eric Spoelstra, the greatest coach in the league, one of the all-time greats, and he just does it year after year. And this team just does it. This organization just amazes us year after year. They keep doing it, and people keep being shocked. That's the crazy part about it. Or the people are shocked. They count them out. They talk crap. They just complain. They bitch. They whine. They moan. They want the go trade for the star players. Go get this big name player. And at the end of the day, the Heat always find a way. But like Spo said after the game, this is just one game, and now we move on to the next. And that's how it always should be. And Caleb said it too after the game. We're taking this game by game and play by play. So that's how it always should be. That should how the mentality should always be. But I'm very excited for our first home playoff game of 2024. Like I said, Saturday, 6 o'clock at the Kaseya Center. And yeah, I can't wait, guys. But yeah, it's gonna wrap up, my thoughts, on the Heat's big time game two victory over the Boston Celtics, 111-101. And before I let you go, I wanna remind you about SeatGeek once again. As I said, my favorite part about SeatGeek is that each deal is rated on a scale from 1 to 10. So they really do their part in helping you find the best deal possible. And also you can see exactly where you'll be sitting in the row in which the ticket is in. So if you're one of those people that prefers to sit on the outside of a row because you don't want to make people get up during the game, if you have to go to the bathroom, get food, get drinks, whatever it may be, SeatGeek is the only ticketing app out there that allows you to actually see the exact seat you'll be sitting in. So make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and remember to use our discount code RobCao, RobCao, for $20 off your first ticket purchase once again. Make sure to download the SeatGeek app or go to SeatGeek.com and use our discount code RobCao. That's my name, RobCao. And you'll receive $20 off your first ticket purchase. And with all that said, let's go Heat. Until next time, everyone, take care.